Rishami Shvias, Daf Mem Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah Mem and Beis. Continuing the discussion from yesterday's Mishnah about what you're allowed to give Kalim and things you're allowed to do for a person, because on Shvias to lend someone, to give someone something, clothes or animals or tools, I should say, to be able to potentially, possibly work on Shvias on his field, what you're allowed to, what you're not allowed to. Now we continue with other types of kalim, more household type of kalim than actual things that you work in the field. The question is still, how far do we have to go to be choshesh, not to be maksik de aveiro if naivi lasite mikshel. Masheles isha chaverta hakshud al shvias. A woman can lend her friend who's a suspect that she is over on isha shvias. She could lend her friend certain kalim. Which kalim are we talking about? Now, what do you mean, change? We're not talking about she worked the field. Marfulda explains she's chashad on lechol perish fias acha beer below beer. She eats perish fias either acha beer or without beer. She eats, she's not makbid on what she eats, what she prepares and what she eats. And therefore, the question is your kalim are going to be working on things that have an isur shvias to it. So you want to lend her, you're allowed to lend her enough. A sifter, a kvar, a sieve, v'chayim, a handmill, a tanner, and an oven. That you could lend her. Again, this is all these things that are permitted. What's the reason why? Because each of these things, you could say that there's a reason for it. Nafa, my full session, maybe she's using it to count money, that she lent her money. She's using it to sift money, the coins, to separate coins. These are other things that you can do with it, and we'll explain other types of usages as well, that you can have spices and things like that. That you can do. That your oven, of course, what are you going to do with the oven? She's going to cook things in Shvias. They will see what is permitted in Lagabe Yataner. How far we go Lagabe Yataner. We're going to see that in a moment as we get to the Gemara. But we're allowed to use these things. We're not afraid that, because these things all have another usage to it. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that the the Gemara says, again, the same idea would be if naivil sit the mikshal, machsikin de avera, we have to do what we can to avoid someone from doing an avera. And by not lending them kalim, it would be, that's really what the idea is as well. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, over here, these type of things you're allowed to do. Avol, lo tava, lo tizkarima. You can't go ahead and actually sort it out, grind with her, to actually do the malacha with her, assist her in helping prepare this food that's shvias, potentially shvias food. She'asa l'sayeh v'avera. That you, mamish says in Marfulda, that your mamish being helping, b'shah, doing it, watch doing the avera, you're helping her, that you can't do. That much, we don't allow you to do. So to give her a kli, which she's going to use for something that you can't stop, that you're allowed to, but to do something where you're going to do it, b'yadayim, help her prepare that, that we don't do, and whether it's a din d'oraisa, d'rabbanon, exactly what this is, there's a tremendous discussion amongst the achronim, the rishonim in the achronim, I should say, of what exactly if naivil sit the mishnah is, and what level is it, where you do be a dying, what if you just allow her, you don't actually do something be a dying, but you're letting her do it, you're giving her the ability to do it, is that d'oraisa, is that only d'rabbanon, a tremendous sugya in the sugya of the naivil sit the mishnah. The mother is again, so therefore, this thing you can't do. The Gemara will discuss it in much more detail. Continues the Mishnah. Isha Yishchav Mashal Zisha Ma'aretz. Wife of a Tamachachim can lend the wife of an Ma'aretz, not for the Kivra. Or the Beres Tachenetzi Ma'aretz. You can go even sort and do grind and flour with it. That you can do. Even that you could do. The question is, why is that permitted? Even though we said before, you can't do that to someone who is Chashar Al Shvias. But here we say we're allowed to do that. The Gemara doesn't explain why this particular thing in the Mishnah, why this would be usher for her to do, why this case would be mutter. Why that would be, we don't ask her here to do it, because as far as giving her someone to do it together with her, to do that together with her, we'll see why we're not choymer so much, we're not machmer so much, because Am Aretz is still roiv amaratzim ashimim, they still are a nizer. So not someone who's not kosher, we know does not keep shvias. This is someone we don't know, she's an Am Aretz, or Eishes Am Aretz. So at both, it's only a suffix, that we're choshed that she doesn't know that, but since we're Maisa, it's a suffix, but most of them do take Maisa. Most of them are careful in taking Maisa. Therefore, it's not that much of a chash, and therefore we allow you to go ahead and to do this thing. But what you can't do, Avob Shetitul as a Mayim, but regarding wife of an Aretz who goes, adds water to the flour, the wife of a Tamakokam, can I help her with that? You must say, that's Mamish Aksikum de Avera, and that you can't do. In other words, you can't mamish do it where you die him, when you're mixing the flour together, the water with the flour, that is mamash in yechiv achiv chala, you're causing all kinds of issues. That would be a problem, because it says the Mafud will explain. You can't touch it. Once it gets, the yeast gets your water, now you made the dough, now you matama the kelim tuma, hukshal the kabal tuma. All the problems go in. You're causing to, before it's in a state when the water hits it, so it's like there's no din tuma. But now that she's not nizir on tuma herself, and now that you put the mixed water, now the water touches the challah, that made the thing, now it's challah, now she touched it, so it's tameh. So that you're not allowed to sit, that's machzik de'aveira, that you can't do. That far, we don't let you do. Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, kulam lo yamru ela b'fnei darkei shalom. The halacha is only we allow these kulos only because of darkei shalom. Because if we would aser everything and say that you can't lend them kelim, you can't do anything with them, you can't even, you'll completely, you have to cut off all connection with them. And I know the mamash machzik be there, there be a dayim that we can't allow you to do in any circumstance. But over here, we were letting you do all these things. Well, we're not actually to be machzik be a dayim. You're just helping out. So then, if we say you can't do that, your mamash causing a darkei shalom. That's creating a problem. The heter of all these things we allow you to do is causing a sinna, causing a separation. And that much chachamim were concerned about. They not want you to do that. Darkei shalom allowed to, but only certain things that we said are allowed darkei shalom. Not anything, not the other things are not darkei shalom. Mishnah continues. Machzikim idei of the avichim shvius. We have to go ahead and the mimachzik the day of the gachem goyim to go ahead and help the shvius of loy de Yisrael. You're allowed to go and help a goy because there's no issue shvius for a goy. So you're allowed to go and help machzikim and help them. They're working the field on shvius. But a Jew, you can't do that. You can't help a Jew who's working the field on shvius, because that's aser. That's mamet. A goy doesn't have any din shvius, but a Jew does. And therefore, that would be considered aser. V'shalom l'shlamon. But you're allowed to go ahead and ask how they're doing. Yes, shalom aleichem. They like a shalom. Even though normally you're giving a greeting to a goy or even to a Jew. You're doing that, somebody greeting who doesn't deserve it, who's an over the Zara, or worse. You're allowed to do that still with Dr. Shalom. We allowed you, Chachamim allowed you to give Shalom to somebody to because of, again, of what he called. It says the Premosha. Mutalomalo Shalom. What's the problem? Say Shalom Aleichem. No, because Shalom is Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're using, when you say Shalom, it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So saying good morning, hello, that's not an issue. But Shalom Aleichem is using Hashem's name. We still allowed you to do that. B'yom Chagom, Nidaka Shalom. We allowed you to, even on the day of their holiday, the day of their holiday, which is Avodah Zarah, because of Daka Shalom, not to make a Machlokes, not to cause Sinna between them and Klai. So Zira Baruch Gmar said, Zira Baruch coming in, Zira went ahead, and Gmar said, the Maisa happened, you're allowed to go lend someone. So he asked the Shiloh. Zira, boy, coming out. Zira said the name of in front of Manam. These are my stam. The Mishnah told my case stam. The person doesn't go, he asks, doesn't ask which Kalim, what he's going to do with the Kalim. A mufresh, but where the person actually says, I'm using it for these purposes, lo, then the Mishnah would never allow you to do that. When the Mishnah says you're allowed to go buy the Kalim, borrow these Kalim from them, you're allowed to send the Kalim, that if he didn't tell you exactly where, what he's using it for, what they're doing it for, what they're using it for. But if the person actually said, I'm using it for these things, directly to use it, then you know what you're doing for that you can't do. That would be us to do. That would be us if you don't lend you. The Kalim would never be allowed to lend them. Fake the Gemara, what do you mean? Amalei, Mamzer of Zera, stumble out of Kafirishin mode. When you're buying these Kalim, what are the Kalim for? These Kalim, you're buying them, they're actually for those purposes. You're getting a sieve, a tanner, a kirayim. You don't have to explain what you're using it for. It's used for the kalim. It's used for what you're using it for. Everyone knows what you're taking it for. So what is the Mishnah? What are you telling me halacha is? That if you specify, it's usur to lend. If you don't have your mutter, by borrowing these kalim, it's like you're specifying. It's mamish like you're lending to them. Yet the Mishnah said you could do so. So the chayr, the Mishnah is connected what you're saying. So he said, I'm enough for this barbamos. No, I could tell you the sifter's using it to count money. Babara give the bachol. Sieve, I'm using it to count the sift sand. Looking to, I'm making sand. I'm looking to make fine sand, to make mortar, to make cement. So I need to have very clear sand. You can use it to do for sand. And rechayim, l'tvot samanim. I'm using the mill to grind samanim, herbs. Rashi says, the Rashi Maslul says, using it to dye, to make things not to eat, but to use for dyeing, to make colors. to make the saman, the tzviya, for use for coloring. So for dyeing, something to dye begadim. So therefore, it has another purpose to it. So therefore, it's not for that purpose. Tano litmo na'avogish rabishnan. And the oven used to store bundles of flax to dye for drying. So mele, therefore, if you're asking for the kalim, but they don't tell you what you're taking it for, it's mutter to give it to them because there's a sidehead to maybe using it for something that's mutter. But where he says exactly the kalim, I'm using it, I want to see flour, I want this, I want that, do a dover malacha, that's usher, that is in a chanami, would not be permitted. That's what the halacha says, that you would not be allowed to do that because that would be, even with Vakesh Sholem, would not be allowed to do that because those things are directly being Masayel de Avera directly into what the person is doing. Continues the Gemara. Gemara says, Mishnah, well, halacha, you're allowed to go ahead and do these things together. You're allowed to go ahead. You can't help someone directly do something. It's over here. Shvius. Gemara says, "Mem pikas boy as a shayla." Makansu. What the case that the rabbanon actually say a knas that you're not allowed to go help someone doing something for shvius? But makam shazorin va'oklan, was it in a place where they're actually sowing shvius and it goes and they're going to go and eat the shvius? And when it ties mind that it's usher, is that what you're not allowed to do? Oh, makam shazorin va'oklan. What about just helping them sow the thing, sow the field, but not actually going to go out and eat that? Not going to go out and eat the thing and his mind that's usher. So is that, how far did we go? Did Rabbanim get gushed? In other words, do we say that it's usher to misayel them even just in the plant and the sowing of it? Or only in the question of consuming it, consuming the isur shvius? Or do you have to either both individually or both of them together to be considered, would be considered usher? That's the Gemara Shaila. In other words, I'm full to explain. My consul usher al zriya, shakot ma zriya, that we say it's usher. Is it dafka of the zriya, not the achila, or even the achila, or has to be a zor, even achila? Do we have to have both aspects that we usher it? So the Gemara says, "My nafik benayim." What's enough to be between the two of them? What do you mean nafik benayim? Oh, also the cap and asirki. You see a person who chayshid on shvius, buying shvius from a sirke, from a grain dealer, from a grain merchant, and to mamakam shazam oichlin. If you say that the yisur was made only when yisurim oichlin, so that look is no problem. Rodos look at when asirki, you saw him buy it. And you go in the system to eat the food, and you take a mokum shazor in the Oakland. But if you say that you have to have a bazaar in Oakland, Roy also okay, when I sick you mutter. Then when you just saw him buying a merchant, the system, but you're paying for food, it's going to be mutter. Because you don't know where it came bazaar, and you don't know where it came from. If you need to have both aspects for it, so buying it from a pagar, from a merchant, could be that's okay, because you don't know where it came. You don't know if it was Zoray Abisir. So maybe there was only Oakland. But if you need both, that'll be mutter. If you need Zareah, because since you don't know that Zareah came from a place where it's a Zasser, then that Chalmah should be mutter in such a case. So Lamaisa, which one is it? Do you need both aspects of it or not? So the Gemara says, Boisha. The Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. The Gemara does not push it to Shaila. Do you need both of them, or one of them, to be considered both of them Mister Shvius? The Gemara does not, is not Miyashev this Shaila. So the Gemara thinks. The Gemara says, the Mishnah brings on Halacha. That we said Halacha, you're allowed to do Midaki to show me a lot, certainly is Daki Shalom. This Machane Boy, I'll pull Pirkus, Mount. When we say there's Halacha Daki Shalom, with regard to all the Halachas of the Perik, or Achade Luchte Amarta, or we're just telling Halacha, this Mishnah, the Gabi lending Kalim to a person who's Kashal Shvias, a Karov, a Taner, a Kiyov, things like that. That we said that you can't go ahead and lend it to them if you know they're doing it for shvius. On this, we say your daka shalom would be allowed. We would say all the cases of the Mishnah before, all the things are included. What's included in it? So that my full explains the shaila. Kol pirka hadya men v'kulan lo amru l'bedaka shalom. Kanami ha'oyman meicher. On a person is an uman, or the case before, he's a professional. You're buying kalim from him, and you know that he's a guy that's going to do a professional work. That's mutter. Is it only these cases in the Mishnah, in this Mishnah, or does it go in all the other cases as well that are would be considered on the all the cases before that would be considered also? That's the Rosh Shaila. So Rabbon and Kisri B'Shem Yudah Baptitis said min the that with the Mishnah in Mesechus Gittin says tells us the halacha is this halacha of Shalosh Shalom is must is only the Gabi halacha. Of that halakha. But this tells us to even go with the other halakhas as well. And this tells us only the halakha to that ruling as well. Which means what? Which means the Gemara is telling you a tremendous kiddush. In other words, really, as the way my full explains this, that we said in Mesechus Gittin, the Mishnah says halakha there with kosher, and the Gemara says over there, the same halakha applies that on that, that, so it's going on that halakha, it's going on. It's going on that halacha that we say over there, only on the last halacha do we say it's going on. Not on all the other halachas over there. So Gemara said to like over there, we say over there, it's going only on Daka Shalom on the last halacha, only on barring Ovad. The same thing over here, we'll say it's only going on that barring itself, that the it's not things, we're not concerned, it's not about if Nama does terrible things. No, this halakha of being Kheshesh, we say for, in order to be able to go make Habesh Shalom and Gittin, we made certain things that we allow to lend the woman certain things. In the mission where they discuss the same halakha, the halakha applies only in the case of things we know where we what Mishnah allowed. But things where Mishnah didn't say Mefurish that there's a side had to do it, that we're not going to allow because of Daka Shalom. So it's not a blanket heter to all cases where the Mishnah never said we are going to find you ways to do that, to be us. Only things where we say you're allowed to do, because since these kalim have potential to a tzad heter to it, that you can use it in a tzad heter, on those things we say you can lend them Mishnah Daka Shalom. But things that were not included, the earlier things, that we would never say would never be included in the heter because Daka Shalom that you're allowed to just do. The Mishnah can discuss in this halakha a little bit more detail. Gemara says as follows. Mara says, "Tell me, learn the Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah in a second of Avodah Zarah. Nachdom shahu aisa betuma. A baker prepares dough in a state of tuma. Loloshon lo orkinimo. You can't go ahead. You're not allowed to knead the dough. No, you can't go ahead orkinimo. You can't go ahead and help him orkin make a shape and a form the bread. Says so the Marfula Shlisha Barika Barvera Yos L'sayir De'Arvera. Because since it's also did it betuma." So the dough is the considered tameh, which is us at the work with dough, that's tameh. He violated the nisr. So you now have to go ahead and work with him. You can't go ahead and knead the dough with him. You can't go ahead and shape the dough with him. It's going to be considered usr. All of that is considered usr. It's all some masail de avera that you can't do. So the Gemara says, but Tani Allah with the Brisa and the Lobari and Lanok and Lamakin though. We also can't go ahead. You can't go ahead and sort or grind or sift with him either. These Brisa adds these things also. You can't do that either as well. Even before the stage we became Tameh, you can't do that. These cases we were saying on the Mishnahs where they're already Tameh, you can't knead them, flour and knead it and shape it. But these things are even before he makes it. Even that considered us. It's also say they have Eira. That you can't Tani Allah, we learned those things. Not usher, Xero, we usher because later you're going to be usher, the Leisha is going to be usher, we usher these as well. You can't even do these things. But I fake the Gemara. Haku, Mishnah says these things you could go at. Tamakama, Ashes covers, is allowed to go do these things with Ashes Amoritz. He's allowed to do these Amalakas with them. So the Kerit Astira. Over there by Tuma, we say you can't do even these things to the case of Atalisha. And here we say over here that you're allowed to do these things, even though you can't do more than that, but these things you're allowed to do. The Kerit Astira. Why over here do we say, and I'm Mishnah, you're allowed to go do that? You're allowed to do these things. Over here we say you can't prepare these things with her. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lo said, "Kind of chul nafkamina." I'm just talking about a case of chulin. If in a case of chulin, you're going and assisting in amaretz and these things, that much we say we allow you to do. Because not dealing with tumah. But kind of tumah over here, talking about a case of avodah zarah, talking about the tumah. And there, it's mamash and nisr, it's usr. In other words, over here, where it's bechulin, and there's a big difference. By chulin, we're not so machmir. We don't make a gzera or two to say we allow these things to do. We're not making zera to the us of these things. But by truma, by avodah zarah, where a person's working with tumah, a person that mamash and isser to make something that's truma tameh, that's an isser taira, there that's where we go even that far. That's the terrorist of the Gemara gives. Fake the Gemara at the moment, we learned in the Mishnah, a baker, Israel Mema knocked him a truma, but can you say that the baker's talking about a case of truma? If that's the case we're talking about, a baker's talking about a baker of truma? Israel Mema bit me off. Said to him, is this a guy we knocked the milk of truma? We're taking the baker's going ahead and selling breads of truma? We'd never do that. We'd never allow that to happen because you're selling a truma. People are going to buy it. So you can't do that. That can't be the case over here. So Gemara says, Chavri Amma, they want to go there for the Chavarim. I had a different way to explain it. Khan, and forget about the Chulin and truma. But Khan Beloises. In Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah's case is where he goes ahead and he loises. He makes it wet. He moistens the kernels when they're harvested, and therefore, once they're ready, Makabatumah, even in the beginning, even before he mixes it together with water. It's already usher. But Khan loises. Over here, the case of the Mishnah is where it didn't moisten it. It's not wet at all. And therefore, it's not the Tumah over here. Here, you're just helping the person do these malakos, sorting, grinding, and sifting. We don't usher. In other words, when the Chavir making another nafka, much clearer nafka, you know. that when we say over there, in the case by Avodah Zarah, it's a chitim already wet, already became in contact with water. So it's already mukshel lekabel tumah. And therefore, even though you didn't actually put the actual water in to make the dough yet, but it's already moist, and therefore when you touch it, it's already mukshel lekabel tumah, the chiyutan. And that's why we don't let even prepare these things originally, the grinding, the sieving, that we don't lifting and sifting, you can't do. But over here, that's not the case. Over here, it's dry. It's not dry. It's not wet at all. Mamela. Therefore, with the prepare those things pre-stage, before it gets wet, before you're kneading the dough, that would be considered mutter to do. That's the nafkamina. So if that's the case, masisa masalach v'ita being a raya, this is the halacha, that this kaverim are correct, because avam mishamata mayim is the getzlo, you can't go do anything with it, shemasim le'aveira v'era. You see, the Mishnah Taka says that when it comes in contact with water, it's usher. So you see, obviously, that's the concern. The concern is the kaverim in water. Before it was dry, there's no wet, there's no moisture, there's no kabbalah's tumah. So therefore, it's mutter to do those things. But now, when it comes to kabbalah's tumah, you can't do anything with her. You can't even do the sifting, the sieving. Because when it comes to water, the water now is kabbalah's tumah, that would be considered asur. Says the Mishnah, kula amrel b'daka sholem. All these things are mutter b'daka sholem. Things are mutter b'daka sholem because you don't want to make a machlokes, create more sinna in the world, more difficult for yidn. So b'daka sholem, we allowed you to do that. We allow you to do these things. We allow you to do that. Sakta Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Chiyav Rabbi Imi, as a machlokes. Chiyav Imi, Charamar, one said, that the guy began to Chorish Leit Tavos. You can tell a guy, Ovid of Odezor is working in a field, you could go plow it well. And I'll take it from you after Shemitah. You let it go ahead and say to a person, listen, plow your field. It's the guy you should feel. He's a lot of plow because they have no issue on Shemitah. But you tell them, do it well, a good job, because right after Shemitah, I'm going to take it from you. I'll buy it from you. Or I'll lease it from you. So therefore, he knows I'm benefiting it from you. You can't do that. Isha, if you do that, you're allowed to say Isha. You're allowed to say, may you be strengthened. Those words you're allowed to say, Isha. You're allowed to go ahead and say that you can, the lashon like this, you can go ahead, even be Isha, be strengthened, let's do a bad job. It should be, it's the question whether this is a different opinion, machlokes or not, is machlokes in the Rishonim, in the Chareinim, they argue, once you can go, you have to continue to do a good job, once you're not saying good job, say, yes, you can be strengthened. And the inference is the same thing, you should do a better job on the field. But was it exactly the same thing or not? Are they arguing as a Shaila? So the Gemara, Mind Yama, the one who says the halacha is to vote, you've got to tell him go plow it well. Mashal Mashalom, what's halacha when the Mishnah says go ahead and let him go ask about his welfare? Isha, it means you could go say, may you strengthen. You even let him do that. You let him go say, may you be strengthened. You're giving him a personal a bracha. Now you should be strengthened. So that's greeting him well. Mind Yama, the one who says the guy, then you go ahead to say to a guy, you got to go ahead and work the Leisha. You got to say that. Mashalom. What does Bisholom mean? Means Bisholom Yisrael. It means you got to go ahead and greet a Jew who's working on the field and say Shalom Aleichem. You got to go say Shalom Aleichem. In other words, not to about a guy, but a Jew that's working on a field on Shvius when he's not allowed to. He shouldn't be working on a field. You're not allowed to work on a field, even if it's a Goyish field. And he's working on the field. He's doing an Aveira. You're still allowed to greet him with the Shem Hashem. You're allowed to greet him with the Shem Hashem and say Shalom Aleichem. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to go ahead, even though giving him chizuk, because you should recognize him with the Shem Hashem, we allow you to do that even to a person who's Ovi Aveira. So that's the Gemara Dilma. We had a Maisa. So Maisa, Chinam Baba Shmuel, and a couple came out of Alba Kunshe Shvias. They came upon a person, a Jew, who would be plowing his field in Shvias. Amalev Shmuel by Yerachman, Ishar. He said to him, they passed him by, Isha, you should be strengthened. So Chanina was astounded. How could he say that? I'm not going to be Lev Baba, Upan Rebbe, didn't my Rebbe learn, Upan Rebbe, didn't my teacher learn the Mefurish Psukim? Lomar Ayvim, Bechaz Hashem Aleichem. You can't give a person doing an Aveira, they've been the Brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on him. So how can you say, which means you're allowed to say to the person plowing his field of Shvias, be sure you should be strengthened. And Mamash and Issa from the Torah. How could you, Shmuel Menachem, say a Bracha to a Isha, to a person, to a Jew who's working on his field, when it's Mefurish Issa, based upon a Pasig, that you can't be Maksik somebody who's doing an Aveira, use a Shay to say Ishar, to Maksik somebody and do that. How can you do that on the year of Shvias? I'm a lay, so we enter Bechnina, Likos and Yodea. Moshe says, you know how to read Psukim. But you don't know how to read. You don't know how to be Dashin a Psukim. That's not what the Pasig is saying. You don't understand how to Dashin a Pasig. When we say the Halacha Look, when the pasuk says that, when you say the pasuk says Ovim bechas Hashem, lo amru Ovim, doesn't mean those who pass by. Ela Ovim they could come sheovim min haolam. It means those who of the kachavim goyim who are going to pass from the world. That's who it's referring to. Lo amru Yisrael. It's not referring to Yisrael. Bechas Hashem aleichem. When I say Bechas Malecha, my soul Malem, what did Yisrael say? That Bechas Hashem Hashem. You can tell him he should be blessed in the name of Hashem. Mara says, Lo Daichem, it's not enough for you. Shekala Brachas Abrahas, the Lomis of Chazenu, and all the Brachas in the world come because of our merit. And at the Marmale, you don't tell us, Bo, not to the Chemin Abrachas Eilu, come and take from these blessings. Well, Lo, not only that, Shad Magagam Le Pisim, you could go ahead and put a Pisim Lem, Zimos, you could go ahead and put fines on him and penalties, with Golios and taxes, Varinios, and Arninios, you could do all of these things. So in other words, you're telling him in such a way that you are giving him all kinds of things. You're telling him in a way that there's no issur to go ahead and give a greeting to a guy, to a Jew, who's doing an issur. It's not what the pasuk says. It's not to mind, oh, you're passing him by. But it's talking about those who have dudes, avoda. Well, the yigam is not enough for you. That all the blessings that come to the world because of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you're saying this halacha, shabogel yalim is chaseinu, they all come because of us. Not only that, everything. You don't tell us, Bonotakam, you go partake of these blessings. But you're telling us you're causing all these things, Magalagalim, Lepisim, etc., to happen because of doing these Averas. So, Mamela, therefore, what you're telling the enemies of them is that these people who have the Averas are, you can go ahead, you're telling them a lesson you're giving them. There's no issue in not giving them a bracha with a Shem Hashem. There's no issue in that. That's not what it means. But it means in talking to them in such a way where you're giving a lesson to say, look what comes from these type of things, that come from this. The Gemara of Zara is much more detailed, Rikas, about this, how you go ahead, what comes from a person's discussion, what comes from a person's statement. You've got to go tell a person what you're over, what you're bringing upon ourselves, on Klal Yisrael, by doing these things. All these things come from there by doing this thing. But a bracha, using the Shem Hashem, is not also to sell even to a Jew, even if he's doing something as serious, as violation, as working his field on Shvias.